Was installed, and I think I'm pleased to report that we were one day ahead of schedule last week. And you can see the concrete's being poured. As we talk, the building is taking shape. It's literally rising out of the ground. In the last 5 months since the groundbreaking on the first week of May, the site has been cleared. The site has been excavated. The 2,400 piles are mostly in, drilled in for the foundation. The work on the concrete has begun, the poured-in-place concrete, even the precast concrete, and the steel has arrived, and it's arrived on time, and it's part of our so-called critical path schedule, and it allows us to maintain our timeline so we can deliver the ballpark in time for the 2008 season. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Trazik.
Thank you, Alan. Last December, we had a schematic design for this project. And from that point in December, it's rather remarkable to see groundbreaking in May. Very quickly, we've got cast-in-place concrete moving around our first baseline to home plate, and some structural precast seating in place and structural steel. It's just a remarkable achievement in terms of field progress. This has happened for several reasons. One, we've got a sports commission that had the forethought to let us purchase the structural steel and the structural precast early enough to make our mill orders so that we could put those materials into production and bring them here to the project this early on in the process. We've got a very good design team, HOK, HOK Sport, Deborah Purnell, who's got a team of individuals that are just jumping through hoops. She's working very hard to make sure that we get all the design information we need to keep this job moving forward. There's a structural engineering group, Thornton Tomasetti, and their LSDBE partner, Resteel, who is just, again, jumping through hoops to make sure that, you know, we hit every one of our dates. And you can see that behind us. You know, we're doing exactly what we planned on paper. It's remarkable to plan it on paper, but then to come out in the field and execute it is another very great feat. Again, that doesn't happen because it wasn't planned. It's a whole field team. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Ronnie Strom, who is our vice president. He's our project superintendent here. He looks after this whole field group of 300 people. Ron and his group here have been able to track the very best craftsmen, the union craftsmen, carpenters, laborers, electricians, plumbers, crane operators, all the folks that really know how to do a quality job for the project. When you look at a very busy market like Washington, D.C., one of the big questions we ask ourselves, will we attract enough manpower to build the project? And, you know, the good news is when you build a ballpark, everybody wants to touch that ballpark. Everybody wants to say they worked on it. And we're getting the very best people down here at the site. So, again, it's all about people. It's about a can-do attitude, people making it happen. Thank you.